We hear about the Pharisee and the publican today in the gospel reading. I think the Pharisee made three big mistakes. His first mistake was when he was comparing himself to another person. I think all of us probably make that mistake at some time. Maybe we look at our coworker and we compare our performance at work with that person. Of course, we think we do a better job. Or we look at our siblings and compare our skills with theirs. And sometimes we do this without even thinking, but it is a mistake to do so. Why? Because ultimately we are putting ourselves in a position of perhaps thinking that we are somehow better. Or just the opposite. We might begin to become rather depressed looking at the success of another. And this could be a coworker, a sibling, or a friend. And the second big mistake of the Pharisee was judging the spiritual life of the publican. And that can be a pitfall that anyone can fall into. The publicans were not exactly liked, and many of them committed injustices toward those they were collecting taxes from. It would be easy for the Pharisee to consider his spiritual life a lot better than that publican. And I think we do the same sometimes. There's a famous story about Saint Bernadette, who saw Our Lady at Lourdes. When she entered the convent after the apparitions, she was the object of jealousy of one of the sisters, who just could not understand why she was given the grace to see Our Lady, while this sister was not given it. She considered herself as much more worthy because she had always served our Lord and was offering her life to God every day. How does this young maiden from a little town in France rate such an amazing gift? So jealousy can easily begin to happen. So don't compare yourself to another, and don't presume to know why God chooses whom he chooses. And the third big mistake of the Pharisee was actually the thing that got him into spiritual trouble to begin with, and that was his pride. From this terrible sin, the Pharisee looked down upon this publican and considered this publican a lowlife. The Pharisee thought of himself as so much better than this publican. It was the sin of the demons committed when they realized that God was going to take to himself a human nature and be born from a virgin mother. The demons couldn't stomach the idea that such a thing could happen and that the one born of the virgin would be God himself, and the virgin who bore him will be greater than all other creatures. So, brothers and sisters, let's beware of pride. The reason the publican went home justified was because he did not think of himself as better than anyone else. As a matter of fact, he thought of himself as worse than everyone. And that's how we should consider ourselves, because God spurns the proud, but draws near to the humble. As St. Paul assured the early Christians at Corinth, we each have received gifts from the Holy Spirit for the building up of the kingdom of God. Our gifts are not all the same. It is the Holy Spirit who decides which gifts each will receive. So we need to be happy with whatever gift we have been given. When I hear this reading, as we did today, I always think of St. Therese. She was really wondering, perplexed. What gift had she received? She was a cloistered nun. How could she help build up the church? When she thought about it, she couldn't come up with anything. Maybe she had not been given any special gift for building up the kingdom of God. That's what she thought. Then, in a moment of inspiration, she thought of the gift that she had been given, and she thought about how she was contributing to the mission of the church. She thought of her life of penance and prayer as the heart pumping the blood through the mystical body of Christ. She wanted for so long to become a foreign missionary, but her sickness prevented her from being able to be sent to any mission outside of the Carmel where she lived. But nonetheless, the Lord in his mercy saw to it that she would become truly the heart pumping the blood through the mystical body. And the church recognized her tremendous gifts, naming her one of the doctors of the church and patroness of the missions, even though she was a cloistered nun and she only lived 24 years, mostly in obscurity. It happened that when it came time to write her obituary, the nuns couldn't even think of much to say about her. She was hidden. She was humble. She was little. And that's who the Lord draws near to. That's who he exalts. He even says, unless we become as little children, we shall not even enter the kingdom of God. So let us seek to be such.